This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. NMAD Secretary James C. Kenney speaks about LANL cleanup and WIP at 4th Annual Interfaith Vigil. On Sunday, July 19th, the Secretary of the New Mexico Environment Department, James C. Kenney, was the keynote speaker at the 81st anniversary of the Trinity atomic bomb test in central New Mexico. The event took place at the St. Michael's High School in Santa Fe. Kenney has been the Environment Department's secretary for over 7.5 years. He has been instrumental in bringing large federal agencies to task for ongoing and legacy pollution in New Mexico. For example, he and his staff have worked to address PFAS groundwater contamination that has migrated off Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis. Likewise, Kenney and his staff have challenged how the Department of Energy, DOE, have dragged their feet to ship legacy plutonium-contaminated waste from Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, WIP. Kenney spoke about his trips to Washington, D.C. to meet with DOE officials about LANL and WIP issues. He told stories about how federal funding was diverted away from a local priority to ship LANL waste to WIP. He asked, quote, why has LANL's environmental budget dropped $50 million in the last few years? So if DOE is going to tell me it is committed to Los Alamos, but the budget tells me it is not committed to Los Alamos, as shown by a $50 million reduction in cleanup money, I don't know about you all, but I don't find that to be honest. I also don't find it to be honest where DOE Los Alamos had their contractor in 3B, and in 2021 they withheld spending $120 million on cleanup and rolled it into the next fiscal year. He explained, so we have multiple enforcement actions related to things like hexavalent chromium plume at Los Alamos. But when it comes to the legacy waste, we should hold all the cards? We have the only waste repository in the entire country. We agreed as a state to host the nation's only waste repository, good, bad, or ugly. This is where we are. And yet, most of the waste going to WIP is not coming from New Mexico's legacy waste sites like Los Alamos. Kenney then asked how New Mexico accepted the risk to put that waste repository here when the waste is coming from, quote, everywhere else in the country but our own backyards. He said, it's insulting. You should be infuriated. I am very angry, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.